Patch 5, In Sync, Thoughts on Sync Video Conversations, by Autumn Keynes, Capital University, Columbus, Ohio. Through my work in virtually connecting, I do a lot of synchronous video calls, so I've developed some thoughts on formats, techniques, and technologies. Though, warning, I will not be advocating, admonishing, reviewing, or even mentioning by name any specific brand of technology for sync video in this post, because that's how I roll. I see more and more people doing sync video conversations, so I'm hoping this will be helpful or start further conversation. Why sync video? Sync video is not always the answer. You have little time for reflection in sync conversations, so you need to be more on. There's something more vulnerable about sync video than other kinds of technologically mediated communications. Still, as with most things, opening to that vulnerability brings possibilities of a rich experience, seeing facial expressions instead of emojis, hearing laughter rather than just an LOL. This is the kind of immediate feedback that we should be looking to give rather than numbers on a dashboard. Use sync video when you want to have a conversation. A silence is golden? I've yet to work with any system that I feel was really 100% synchronous. There's always a little bit of a lag. You should know this is going in and be okay with it. There might be times when no one is talking because they're still listening to what you just said, because it's taking longer for the audio to reach them. These days, it's really much better than in the past, and it should not be more than a couple of seconds on a day when you have a bad connection for whatever reason. However, if it's too bad, you may have to look for other options. The problem is that those silences do not feel good. They break up the flow and make things seem off. Even in the face of face-to-face conversations, we have all had awkward silences. The technology cannot help with those. If you're trained in the media studies, then the feeling is even going to be worse for you because you've been conditioned to avoid dead air. If you're broadcasting or recording your conversation, then it can be even worse, and you may face the opposite problem where everyone is so afraid of dead air that they may step on one another trying to avoid it. You don't have to fear dead air. You can warn your participants about lag before the conversation if they're new to sync video and let them know that natural pauses for reflection and listening are normal and okay. At the same time, there are moments where hospitality can avoid awkward dead air that is not needed. The most obvious for me is when you have a large group and you ask them to do introductions. They don't know what order to go in. A sync video gets strange with two people staring at the same time. No one wants to go first. No one wants to step on anyone else. So everyone just sort of sits there looking at one another. Here's where I think you need someone to host. Someone needs to call on people and invite them to introduce themselves. If everyone knows one another really well, maybe you don't need this, but it's still nice. I've tried to organize the order beforehand or even in the moment and communicate it out to everyone, but it never really works for me. People always forget the order. They're not looking at the chat where I posted the order, or they think the order is different than what I said. It just seems so much nicer to me to just invite people one by one to introduce themselves.